Martha Gordon is a 70-year-old yoga instructor in Iowa City. Having been both a student and instructor of yoga, she's experienced how the physical effort can have spiritual impacts, especially on people experiencing difficult phases of their life. Welcome to Above the Fold, the Daily Iowan's weekly news podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Dunlap, and today I'm joined by arts editor Avi Lopchek, who wrote about her experience practicing with Gordon. Her full story can be read in today's paper. Thanks for being here, Avi.
Thanks, Natalie.
Yeah, so tell me about what led you to meeting Martha Gordon.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the time, I was really unhappy with myself, and I was kind of obsessed with how I was being perceived. I found her yoga class online when I moved into my current neighborhood, and she had this, you know, it's a bright orange website, and the mystique of her website really intrigued me. But something else did, you know, on her website, she wrote that hot yoga, and this is true in particular, burns body fat and boosts metabolism. And this was kind of a hook for me, so I immediately texted the number on her website and asked for a spot in that Monday's class.
Yeah, and then you wrote about how you came into the class seeking those physical results, but that your mindset kind of changed throughout the process. So can you talk about how your approach shifted?
Yeah, I mean, this experience was something unanimously felt by everyone I spoke to for this story, including myself. At some point during the practice, whether because I wanted to impress her or I wanted to impress myself, I became completely one-track minded. You know, all I could focus on was doing the poses correctly. I forgot all about how I looked cosmetically. And, you know, this was probably the first time, as well as the longest stretch of time, that I wasn't worried about how my body looked. You know, it was crazy. I hadn't felt that detached from that part of my brain since I was like 7 years old. It was almost like a drug, especially at the end when Martha brings us into what's called Savasana. And that is the last pose of each hot session in which we're, you know, we're sweaty, we're tired, we're on the verge of throwing up, and she pulls out her singing bowl and reads from the Daily Stoic, and, you know, that's when I feel at peace. And over time, and by consistently going to her class, I've grown strong enough to quiet that part of my brain. You know, that's not to say it's completely obsolete. I still get self-conscious, but it's not as, you know, obsessive as it once was. And also, I would be lying if I said I didn't catch a glimpse of myself every now and then, a glimpse of my triceps popping in the mirror during a pose and feel good about it. But I'm not tearing myself up like I used to.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, so how did you start to get to know Martha as a person outside of being your instructor? And then what was it like to interview her?
Yeah, when I first met her in August, I immediately called my mom to tell her how cool Martha is. All I knew then was just that she attended the writer's workshop some years ago and that she was crazy flexible. Of course, I wanted to know more, but this story was the first time I was able to get to know her on a deeper level, one that connected us not only as teacher and student, but as friends. And I think that she has a strong maternal instinct. You know, she has two kids of her own, and I feel that when we chat. She has a degree of compassion that I feel is so rare, and I am honored to have met her and to spend my final weeks in Iowa City as a student taking her classes.
Yeah, so obviously she's had a big impact on you, and you spoke to some other people that she's had an impact on as students. Can you tell me a little bit about their stories?
Yeah, I mean, she just really prioritizes the success of others. Her studio isn't a business, and it never really was one for her. It's more of a home. She strives to foster growth, both spiritually in terms of hot yoga and physically, of everyone she interacts with. She really, really does care about those who take her class, whether it's their first time or if they've been taking the class for 10, 15 years.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the podcast and sharing. Now let's listen to a few moments from Avi's conversation with Gordon. Here, Gordon describes how hot yoga became part of her life during a difficult period.
I was going through a transition, a heavy-duty transition. Mm. My heart was broken open. And when you go to these trainings, I like these higher-level trainings, this is what you find. People who are seeking peace, people who are going through some kind of major transition in their life. They're either getting divorced, or they've moved, or they quit smoking, or, you know, they're out of some kind of addiction, or they're trying to get out of it, or someone died. And when I was in that class, I completely disassociated.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about anything except not falling out of the posture, you know, and what her, and she had my name on the thing. So she'd say, Martha, pull your shoulders back. Martha, pull your head up.
Yeah.
Keep your chin up. Stay, you know, and she was giving all these cues, and we're in front of a mirror so I could look at myself and check my alignment and get into the pose, you know, and then try to hold it and breathe. So I was learning about the breath. I was learning about the postures. I was sweating buckets like I've never sweat before. And so this was just like, wow. When I came out, I felt like completely drained.
Yeah.
But also lighter.
Right.
A little lighter.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Above the Fold.